Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Kurt Sunny, of the 4th District in Erie County. Representative Sunny, welcome to this report to your constituents. The House has been in session in Harrisburg and dealt with a situation that affects senior citizens, has to do with medication. What's going on here?
You know, we've often tried to help our seniors, and when it comes to their medications, one of the problems that slowly arose was the fact that you could not synchronize your medications. And so we passed a bill in the House that would allow that to happen. And what does synchronization mean? Well, it means that instead of having to go back and forth to your local pharmacy once a week or every other week to pick up a different prescription, you would be able to align all of those prescriptions to be picked up on the same day. And so it really tells the insurance company that you will allow for this synchronization. So it makes it seamless and easy for the consumer. Although insurance companies today can do that, this would just set it into law and say that they must do it.
There's also some legislation that's on the move that would address an issue with job training in Pennsylvania. It has to do with students coming out of school and whether or not they are prepared for the careers of tomorrow. What's going on here?
Well, we've really been focusing on career and technical education. We often hear the difficulties of what our college students are going through when it comes to either looking for jobs or paying back loans. And we all know there's still a need for other types of work that needs performed. And not every job requires a college education. A lot of those jobs are, quite frankly, technical education. You know, we still need welders and carpenters and electricians and plumbers. And so we really want our students in K through 12 to start to learn and understand and maybe experience a little bit more of the technical side. And maybe that's what they will decide to do. But they need to be informed. And the only way that they're going to be informed is if we make changes and make this process a little bit more open and easier so that that information can flow better. This package of legislation will now be headed to the Senate for their consideration, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them get this through and get it signed by the governor.
And of course, it's spring and people are getting back out in the great outdoors, and that means they need to be aware, particularly of a disease threat that exists with some insects in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
You're absolutely correct. You know, one of those diseases is Lyme's disease. You know, it's really important now that the weather's starting to warm up and everybody's getting outside, and especially if you're out where the grass might be thicker or out in the woods, it's becoming ever more important that you really check yourself to make sure that you don't have any ticks. The first line of defense against Lyme is to take precautions in the outdoors by using insect repellent, like DEET, which is D-E-E-T, DEET. Wearing long-sleeve shirts and long pants, obviously, but more important than anything is to make sure that you do check yourself. It's important to shower shortly after you've been outdoors, just to be sure, especially if you're in an area that you are known to have Lyme disease. Bitten an individual should monitor the area for at least a month. Now, always look out for the symptoms of fever, fatigue, and headache, muscle aches, joint pain, and a bullseye rash may appear. Obviously, there can be other symptoms, but the key here is if you've been outdoors and then you start to experience any of these symptoms or just not quite feeling right, make sure you check yourself over good. You know, look for that bite mark. Make sure that you haven't been bitten. You know, Pennsylvania's led the nation in confirmed cases of Lyme disease for 3 straight years. And for the first time, deer ticks have been found in each of Pennsylvania's 67 counties. So be aware and be safe. And if you'd like more information, go to www.health.pa.gov.
Representative Sunny, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Kurt Sunny.